with the education that he had and what he liked about the sea, he had his second mate's license, deck. I tried to get him to go back to school and get his degree. And he said, what the hell do I want to go back get a degree for, said I'm making, but which was good money in those days. He was making $900 to $1,000 a month, you see, plus his subsistence, his board and everything. He says, if I finish in engineering, I'd be hard-pressed to find a job that would pay that much to start. So he just, his favorite job aboard ship was second mate, because that's a navigator's job, you know. And he was content with that license until I prodded him and told him, well, if you're going to choose this as your profession, you should go on and get the top license in it. So it was a kind of hassle with us for a while. But he finally got his first mate's license, and then he took a couple of trips as first mate. But he didn't like the duties of the first mate, you know. He wasn't navigating anymore. And then the first mate takes a lot of headache from both ends of the crew. If the captain gives you hell, and then the crew gives you their gripes, and you're kind of a liaison man there in between, and you just take a lot of punishment that he didn't like to take, and a lot of responsibility too. And then when a ship is in port, I said some kind of union rule that the captain and the first mate are not eligible to stand any overtime watches. You know, they're not supposed to appoint themselves as to make the overtime. So he was really making less money as shipping his chief mate and not liking it anyway. So it was another hassle to get him to serve his required time. You have to ship so many sea days with your first mate's papers to be eligible to sit for your master's license. You see, if you get one license, you have to use it so long before you're eligible to sit for it. So I had to keep after him to take his first mate's job. He'd take a couple of second mates, and then he'd go back to him. I had to tell him that he had papers, now go on to get the house. So finally, about 8 years ago, he was eligible to sit for his master's license.
Yeah.
And he said he didn't want to because he'd forgotten off so much stuff he was supposed to know and was getting old. But I insisted he did. He went down to New York and took him an apartment and studied for about two months. And sat for his master's and got it. And he's been having his master's papers for quite a while. And he got hurt pretty bad down in Buenos Aires about 6 years ago. Broke both his legs, and his shoulder and his arm. He was unloading, the ship was unloading, and he was shipping in as in his favorite spot, second mate, see. Even though he had his master's license. And they were unloading what he called his piggyback cargo, you know, where the stevedore spotted. There was a big ship that behind them, off their stern, and in nautical terms, they were moored at the dock, poop to poop, stern to stern on them. And this big ship, I think it was under German registration or some foreign registration, it had been loaded to the brim with grain. It had sunk down in the mud at the dock a little bit, and they were having a time getting it away from the dock. They had two tugs pulling the front out, and it was revving up its prop to try to dig out the pull away, and it was causing a backwash against the stern of his ship,